communicate really relates to communicating within the family, and the messages need to be age appropriate for children. But adults in the family are communicating, and then as age appropriate, communicating with the children about any changes and even why. Children can understand these things, and they may have ideas, especially if it comes to cutting expenses. They may have ideas about things that they're willing to give up or to substitute. And so communication is really key. And the other thing about communication is, you know, sometimes if we live in our heads a lot, I certainly do, but if we can name it, it's not as scary and we can make progress. The hard part about when your income drops is really knowing, is this a truly a temporary thing or is it going to end up being a longer term thing? And that's the harder part. And we all, of course, want to say, oh, this is going to be temporary. But then each of us also have to think about, well, when does this become longer term and when do I need to do something different?
According to a K-State Research and Extension publication, when your income drops, making ends meet, unemployment, a reduction in wages, termination of support payments, and other emergencies can be traumatic experiences that leave you wondering how you can make it through such critical times. K-State professor and Extension Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish says that making ends meet when your income drops often requires many changes and adjustments, and that reducing expenses is a major change. On today's Sound Living, 5 C's to making ends meet. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kish says that the publication focuses on how the 5 C's, control, claim, communicate, confer, and change, can help when your income decreases or becomes uncertain, but the bills don't. Elizabeth, the publication, When Your Income Drops, Making Ends Meet, really focuses in on 5 C's, control, claim, communicate, confer, and change. I guess let's start just at the beginning with control.
Sure. When your income drops, and it can drop for a variety of reasons, it might be you got fewer hours, or if you're an entrepreneur, maybe your business income was less than you expected or anticipated it to be. Maybe you feel like you're having an income drop because you might be noticing or feeling as if a lot of the things you're buying are suddenly costing more, which is an effective income drop. So the first thing you want to do is take control. And really what that means is get a good handle on what your cash income actually is. And then also look at how you're spending your money, because we have to balance that, right? So when you're sort of having a crunch with spending, you have to look at your income, look at your expenses, and you either earn more or you spend less or you do some combination of the two. And really, that's the taking control. And it can be uncomfortable. We don't always like to examine our spending that closely. We do a lot of things on autopilot. But it can also be an opportunity, because maybe there are some things that you're doing sort of on autopilot that you already would like to change. So maybe this is just the nudge that you need.
Some of this is also just about not blaming yourself, because sometimes these things just happen, right?
Oh, definitely, yes. This may be out of your control, the income loss, and definitely any price changes are out of all of our control right now.
The second is claim, and that's really looking at decreasing in your income. Could be from unemployment, so you're maybe looking at benefits.
Sure. Claim is to claim all the benefits that are available to you at this particular time. And it could actually be that benefits are available to you already that you're not claiming. So, but definitely if you're eligible for unemployment, you should claim that, because both you and your current or former employer were paying in for that eventuality. And that is a benefit that we have as workers that we should take advantage of. Depending on sort of what your income situation is, you and your family may be eligible for SNAP benefits. So that would be definitely something to look into and claim. And that is what used to be known as food stamps. Other benefits might be if you, you know, in the event that you might be losing your health insurance from an employer, then you might consider going to the marketplace and seeing what plans are available there. If you choose as an adult not to be covered, but you have children, there's the Children's Health Insurance Program that does cover children.
How do we find out about some of these programs? Because we don't often hear about some of these programs.
Yeah, some of them especially we don't hear about. I think online is one way. I'm not sure anymore that there's a one-stop shop for any of these things. But, for example, if you think you might be eligible for SNAP benefits, that could be an entry point to maybe being eligible for some of the other benefits. You might call your local extension office. Some of the Family and Consumer Sciences, Family and Consumer Wellness agents are very informed about how community members can connect to benefits that they might be eligible for.
Communicate really, I think, boils down to, as you were talking about before, how much do you have? How much is coming in? How much is going out?
Right. And communicate really relates to communicating within the family. And, you know, the messages need to be age appropriate for children. But, you know, the adults in the family definitely, I don't want to say should because we don't like to say should, but it would be best if the adults in the family are communicating and then as age appropriate, communicating with the children about any changes and even why. Children can understand these things. And they may have ideas, especially if it comes to cutting expenses. They may have ideas about things that they're willing to give up or to substitute. And so communication is really key. And the other thing about communication is, you know, sometimes if we live in our heads a lot, I certainly do, but if we can name it, it's not as scary and we can make progress.
Some of this is also broken into two categories, fixed and flexible expenses. And that also gives us kind of a look at maybe what has to be paid and what maybe could wait.
Yep, that's a really good point. Usually the fixed expenses are those that are harder to cut in the short term or maybe even the medium term, but ultimately all expenses can be cut over time. The flexible expenses, that means they're not the same every month. Those are a little bit easier to cut back on if we need to. That's usually things like food, fuel for vehicles, can be some utilities. Of course, we're going into the hottest time of the year, but there are still things you can do to try to optimize and manage how much your energy costs are.
Making a list of that, though, can also help because it really gives you an idea of this falls into this category, this falls into this category.
Right.
And sometimes just being able to see things makes it, I guess, maybe more real.
It makes it more real. And it also, again, can make it more manageable in our minds. So you know what your housing cost is likely to be. And again, in the short run, short term, you likely can't change that too much. But again, the utilities, the food costs, the fuel costs. I mean, another fixed cost is if you have a vehicle loan, that you probably can't change. I mean, you might be able to get a different vehicle, but I think you have to look at what are the transaction costs to doing that, and you might be better off, especially in the short run, to just try to make it work. I guess maybe we'll get to this, but another part of communicating is talking to the people who you owe money to or you will owe money to, and if it turns out that you're not able to make your payments as agreed initially, then just don't wait. Talk to them, see if there's another way you can create a different payment plan or maybe pause for a little bit. The hard part about when your income drops is really knowing, is this a truly a temporary thing or is it going to end up being a longer term thing? And that's the harder part. And we all, of course, want to say, oh, this is going to be temporary. But then each of us also have to think about, well, when does this become longer term and when do I need to do something different?
Right. And some of that falls into confer.
Right. After we communicate with family members, then we'll have to talk to our creditors. And that is one of the C's, which is confer. And so when we talk to creditors and we think about prioritizing which bills we really absolutely have to pay versus which ones might be able to slide a little bit, you really need to think about if it's going to cut off a basic service like power, water, those kind of things. If they're going to repossess items, which could be a vehicle, but it might be other things, furniture, TVs, possibly. Or if there's going to be a high finance charge. So, for example, if you're paying one interest rate, but if you miss a payment and then it automatically jumps up, that would be an example of a high finance charge. But then also there might be creditors who will have access to be able to garnish your wages if you do have wages or attach your wages. So you really need to understand who your creditors are and think about how you're going to make those payments. Again, communicate with them. The other thing is, well, it can be really tempting to take out new credit cards while it looks like you're still cash flowing everything. And, you know, while you may be working and, you know, it hasn't sort of caught up that the credit reporting system hasn't necessarily caught up that maybe your income has dropped. Please do that very cautiously. While it might be good to have, you know, some credit available to you as a very, very last resort, but starting to put things on credit is just sort of a slippery slope, definitely.
And all of this really goes back to the fact that we need to make sure we've got an emergency fund.
Well, yes. I mean, and so you might be listening and thinking, well, yes, it would be nice to have an emergency fund. I don't have one now. So why are you telling me that? You know, so if you have an emergency fund, this could be the time to use it. You know, that's why we save for things that happen that we didn't unanticipated. But even if you don't have an emergency fund per se, the more that you can actually pay for with current cash resources or benefits, rather than putting it on a credit card, you'll be better off in the long run. Because again, credit is borrowing, and eventually the creditor will expect you to start repaying it back.
One of the other things with conferring is when your income then increases, you can kind of resume that schedule.
Right. And that would be what we all hope will happen, right, is that income will increase again. And then maybe you get caught back up, because anything that you owe when your income drops, you're still likely to owe. It's just you may, again, have a longer repayment period, or maybe you're able to pause payments. So yes, you will have to resume all payments and make everything whole again.
Change is another thing that comes into play here, and really making ends meet requires some adjustments, some changes that need to be made, most likely in lifestyle.
Definitely can. And again, this gets back to if you're approaching this as a short-term situation, or if you're sort of having to have a realization that this might last longer, your changes might be a little bit different. But again, also, I mean, this is heavy stuff when we have an income loss and if it looks like it's going to last a long time. But again, and I know maybe this sounds unnecessarily optimistic or, you know, Pollyannish, but it can also be an opportunity to change things that you already would like to change, that you've already been thinking about changing, that you realize are not serving you at the moment or the current time in your life. You know, I think a lot of us want to spend less on different categories. So this can be an opportunity. It can be like a little push, a nudge.
Well, we've talked about it in the past about sustainability, and really a lot of this kind of falls along those same lines. We're looking at maybe recycling, doing some gardening, doing some other things that take better care of what you already have.
Right, exactly. And food waste is a big one. And then the gardening, which is also recreation, you know, using the libraries, using the resources that are available to you in your local community, can be ways to substitute maybe for some of the things you were buying.
There are some things we can do. If we have a talent, we can maybe put that to use, especially if we aren't going to work every day. We have an opportunity to maybe pursue some of those hobbies that could, in effect, become a side business.
They might become side gigs, but hopefully because you have a talent and you have an interest, they also help you maybe reduce stress or not focus so much on what's happening with your income or your job situation, and give you some enjoyment. And as you say, possibly could end up being a way to earn some money in the future. Some people don't want to monetize their hobbies. Some people, you know, can. However you think about that.
We've talked in the past about being able to decide between needs and wants, and this is a real time when we have to do that.
Yeah, this is definitely a time when we have to think about our needs versus our wants. And remember, our needs are, you know, we need housing, we need food, probably we need transportation, we need some clothing, we need some recreation, you know. And so how can you meet the need? And then, of course, we might want certain ways to do that. And when our income drops, maybe we can't meet those needs in the way we have been, but we can still work to meet those needs in other ways.
Is this also an opportunity to possibly maybe change careers or improve our education, make our skill set wider?
Definitely. Getting more training, formal education or job training or developing other skills is always a good idea, but especially when you're trying to figure out how to make ends meet and maybe look at other income streams.
That's K-State Research and Extension Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish, author of the Extension publication, When Your Income Drops, Making Ends Meet. The publication is available through Kansas State University at bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. That's bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu, or do an online search for When Your Income Drops, Making Ends Meet. For additional information on budgeting and managing family resources or community resources which are available to you, such as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, utility assistance, and health clinics, contact your local county or district extension office. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.